presents A Pulp Cthulhu Campaign, The Two-Headed Serpent, by Paul Fricker, Scott Dorward, and Matt Sanderson.
Thank you, Gemma. Thank you.
Wow, that was lucky.
Well timed.
I currently have 99 luck.
Oh, yeah. Well, lucky frickin' dog, Jonathan.
It can still all be spent all at once. So
yeah, that is a pass. So we're at D10 plus 5. Okay.
Sorry, Jim, is that what you wanted to remind us of as well?
No, I had neglected to start the recording. So.
Oh.
Yeah, but we're all good.
More importantly, maybe.
Yeah.
Arguably.
Are you frickin' serious?
Nope.
So I believe that the crew... got back together in a somewhat rushed manner and headed over to a warehouse because the mob asked us to. Apparently, some people don't trust Caduceus and thought this was a good opportunity to see what secrets they might have in a warehouse that they're not quite admitting to. So we headed over there with the... we met the gangsters. There were apparently 24 of them. But Julia decided we should save them as backup and go in alone, leaving, for some reason, Farkash with a flare gun in case things went south. At the first sign of...
Sorry, just a quick edit. You found the flare gun in the building.
No. I was told to, I was actually, we'd actually set that up ahead of time. There were also flare guns in the building.
Thank you.
Surprisingly. At the very first sign of even a remote possibility of trouble, Julia ran off, leaving the rest of the group to confront the existing security. Without any decent leadership, Farkash decided to bring in the troops. There was a bit of a to-do, and now the Caduceus security is all dead. The mob is restless, and some of us have gone to the basement where two additional Caduceus guards were about to try to close the door on something ugly. And I think we ended when Farkash told the mobsters that the drugs, which is what the mobsters were looking for, are that away, pointing towards the guards and the, we're not sure what, something in cylinders, large canisters in green gas.
Cool. So, yeah, it's you and Wheels at the bottom of a stairs, looking out. There's a large room over to your left. They're having canisters. There are two guys in the same uniforms as the guys above who are trying to, looks to you like, close the doors, but they're stuck or something. And when you order the mafiosos, I mean legitimate businessmen, to... attack those guys. There's going to be a bit of a firefight. Why don't you and Wheels give me a luck roll to make sure you're not caught in any ensuing violence.
Happily. Can I ask a question about this map?
You can.
The two rectangles. So it looks like there's a whole mess of cylinders, I'm assuming. Those are the cylinders that were described.
Yeah.
The two rectangles are these sort of sliding doors that the guards were trying to slide shut?
Yes.
Okay. And then the thing that is probably a door up to the upper left of the map is a door we have not gone through.
You have not gone through. You know it leads into, there's a, to your right, there's a long room with a glass area.
Okay.
And you have not, from your angle, you have not looked in. You just can see there's some sort of glass covering looking out of that long room.
Okay, the topmost left thing is the stairs that we just came down.
Yes.
Okay, cool. 41 is a success of a normal variety on a luck roll.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby's not as lucky. It's yes.
Bobby, take 4 points of point. Take 4 points of damage.
Okay.
As the mafiosos with their guns wipe out the other two guys.
Ow!
Wow. Ooh, you all right there? Here, let me see if I can wrap that up for you. I think that is, again, not a success on first aid. Yep, not a success. I am trained in it, but not very good.
The rest of the party, you hear the sounds of gunfire from down below, where you last saw Farkas head down with two of the legitimate businessmen.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just like a quick bursting of gunshots and then it's over?
Yep.
Oh, okay, good. Then I guess we'll go investigate. And hopefully...
Everything's okay. We're all right down here. Come on down.
All right. So we'll head on down.
Okay.
In the meantime, I'll take a look through that glass window at the base of the stairs.
Okay. Are you going in, or are you just going to look through the glass window?
Through the glass window from that hall, long room.
Sure. So what you can see inside is aimed towards you, and from your height, you can see that near the bottom there are some sort of controls of some sort, dials and levers and things. You can just sort of see that they're on the other side of the wall from you. Mm-hmm. And you can see that in the far corner there is a phone that is hanging off the wall. It is just swinging against the wall.
A telephone.
Telephone, yep.
As if someone made a call and was shot as they were speaking to Caduceus' bosses, kind of phone?
There's nobody dead there. Somebody made a call and...
Didn't hang up.
That's all right.
The controls look sort of like volcano mountain Iceland control crazy, or do they look like normal 1930s New York City controls?
They look more modern than what you saw in Iceland. Again, remember, you're sort of imagine yourself being at NASA and sort of a control thing. You're sort of looking over it. You can't get a good look at what's there. But from what you can see, it looks like modern pieces of technology, you know, buttons and levers and such in a way that you didn't see before, but seems to be of a more advanced variety than you've seen in...
But not necessarily alien, I guess, is what I was wondering.
It does not appear to be alien from here, yes.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, I guess I'll sort of... So what are the mob guys? So I sort of wander out in that big hallway where yep. The sliding doors are. What are these guys up to? They're just sort of looking around? Or
they are looking at you for further orders.
I think it's all clear down here. Do you want to go up and secure the upstairs with the rest of the gang?
Yeah, wherever you want. Wherever you want. You're the boss. So they will walk upstairs. So it is you and Wheels downstairs.
They said to Farkas as he felt the most power he has ever felt in his life.
Who was rude to me yesterday? Huh?
Oh, God.
Bobby and Farkas, can you give me listen rolls?
Sure. No.
Success. Let's see. No.
Okay.
Does the door to the have a window in it, or is it just a solid door?
The door to the door to get into the control room, or the doors they were trying to close?
The control room.
Does not have a window in it.
Does it have a label on it?
It does not.
All right. I assume I'll hear footsteps soon coming down from above, but I will open that door.
Okay. You open the door. So while they're doing that, is anybody upstairs coming downstairs?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Okay. If I'm there.
You are absolutely
totally.
There.
Totally.
Excellent.
So we will, Julia, you'll stay upstairs with, Octavio and Chance then, sounds like.
That's fine. Yeah. Well, presumably, okay. I think Julia's still searching the offices, right?
No, you did a search around, and you didn't find anything interesting, and you walked out into the hallway as a troop of legitimate businessmen came running by you.
That's right, yeah.
All right. So the rest of you get down.
I was going to say it might be a good time for someone else to take a look at these wounds. I'm kind of living with.
Yeah, as soon as I get down.
She's coming.
Yes, she's coming. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's not much. If you were headed after you saw the, if you were headed down after the gunfire, you are all downstairs now, and you see a large room off to your left with canisters floating in the air. There's some sort of greenish glow in them. To your right, you see a long room with a glass window on it, and Farkas is opening the door and about to step inside.
Seems like they've got something here. Something, not drugs, but some secret.
Okay.
Now, are the canisters floating, or are they, like, suspended?
They're suspended. Yep.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yep.
Like, bear any relation to the canisters we saw in Iceland?
No, these are much bigger.
Okay.
The ones in Iceland, you could carry one or two of them easily. These are like 6 feet long and much wider.
They're like human sized.
Mm-hmm.
Human. Sure. I'm sorry, humanoid sized.
Coffin.
You could make that interpretation from the information I've given you, yes.
Yeah, I could fit in there. Not that I would want to.
Francis, are you treating Bobby?
Yes, delighted. Let's do a first aid type thing to just stop the bleeding initially, which is a pass. I think, do we say you get a
D4? D4, yeah.
I'm afraid that is only a 1, sorry. But if you can just prop yourself against this wall here, I'll take a more detailed look at you and try some medicine.
Okay. Gene, where are you right now?
I'm going to go right behind Farkish, if he's going to still be going into this room. I think I'll follow him into the room.
I think I was shot twice. I was shot right. I was shot by the guy on the stairs before the Zuma businessman came and cleaned him up for me. Then I was shot at the bottom, so I can be rolled on. Twice, is that right, for two wounds, or just once?
That does sound like you to be shot twice. Yes, you can roll twice, one for each wound.
Yes. Bobby's hanging on by a thread again.
That's a hard success on medicine.
Yep.
I can't remember how many hit points medicine gives as opposed to first aid, I'm afraid.
D4.
Same thing. Yeah, it's just still a D4. That's...
Yeah, they have a little, in the little quick reference box on the back bottom left of the sheet shows you what the healing
is. You're right, there it is. I just hadn't even noticed that. That's ridiculous. Okay, cool. That is a 2 from my medical training.
And Paula, where are you right now?
I will definitely be standing behind the sciencey people.
So the sciencey people have split. One of them is going into the control room, one of them is more or less in that little hallway trying to keep wheels alive.
I'll be in the control room then.
Okay, so in the control room, Farkas, Gene, and Paula walk in. There is a large console there. There are buttons and levers. And what you really notice, though, is in the center of this display, there is a countdown. And now that you've come into the room, You can now hear that it's a beeping noise.
Oh, no.
Six.
Oh, five, no.
Run!
All right, I will
grab
find
the Princess Impala and I run out of the room
button
as fast
and hit
as
it.
I can.
There is no stop button.
Running
three.
Go!
Run.
And at this point, inside the large chamber, the end of the canisters all pop off in a champagne bottle type way, and swarming out of the containers comes what buzzing noise that reminds you of nothing other than mosquitoes.
Oh, no.
And they are flying around furiously, and you can almost see them sort of be a little confused before they begin to swarm exactly towards your group. So let us go in dext order. Julia, you hear a pop, pop, pop noise from downstairs, as well as what sounds like Gene yelling, run, 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 you fools.
Fly, you fools!
Let's see. Well, there's a door to the downstairs, right?
Yeah, I know. there is not. The door is at there's a door at the bottom of the stairs.
Oh, there's a door at the bottom of the stairs.
Oh. Right. Yeah.
I wasn't going to close everyone in. I was just wondering, just looking at the defensive capabilities, everyone can get out, and then we close the door and trap them down there.
Actually, sir, that is true. There actually isn't a door downstairs either. So.
Right.
Okay. So there's no door.
There's just the broken sliding doors, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Dr. Farkas, Mr. Travers, what's going on?
Okay, Mr. Travers, what are you doing?
I said,
Julia, bring your guns.
Okay. I brought my shotgun.
Now, where are you? Where are you? You're running out of the room and up the stairs, or?
Yeah, I'm running out of the room, up the stairs, and pulling out my shotgun as I'm running.
Okay. Bobby, what are you doing?
Receiving medical aid on the stairs. I think I will grab Francis and, kind of,
thank you, doctor. Come with me.
And just follow the general escape up the stairs.
Okay.
Time to 23 Skidoo.
Paula?
Does it look like those doors can actually be closed?
The large ones down there?
Yeah.
As far as you know, sure.
Would that seal these things in?
Yes, if you could close those two doors, that would definitely seal them in.
We need to close the doors! Help me with these! And I'll rush to one of the doors.
Okay. Francis, you see Paula running into the doors, and Wheels is trying to drag you up the stairs as this buzzing noise becomes even more insistent.
Save yourself, Wheels, I shout as I rush towards Paula to try to close the doors.
Farkas, you walk out of the, run out of the control room, you see that...
The doors are stuck, the guards couldn't shut them. I'm going to see what I can do. I'm going to run back into the control room and shut the control room door and see if I can bolt it.
Sure. You can definitely do that.
Okay.
Okay, so let's do in actions. Francis and Paula, you are struggling with the doors. They appear to be stuck. At this point, you sort of... And you've heard Farkas... Did you yell to them, Farkas, the doors were stuck? Okay.
I did. I said the guards couldn't close them. They were trying... Yeah.
And
they get out.
Yeah, and you realize it's going to take you a while to close these doors if the two of you could even do it. In the meantime, if you could all give me... If you could each give me a dodge roll.
Twenty is a hard success.
That is a normal pass for me.
Okay. So the mosquitoes are starting to come out, but you're able to sort of work your way around them, but they're sort of moving in, and you are unable to move the doors. You want to keep struggling with them?
No, discretion is the best part of valor. Paula, we can't do anything here. We've got to get out. And yeah. I'm going to head towards the stairs.
Is there a sprinkler system in here?
There is not.
That would be nice. Okay. I will run.
Okay. Julia, you are yelling for Farkas, and at this point you hear a buzzing noise, and mosquitoes are starting to swarm up the stairs.
Like mosquito-sized mosquitoes, or
regular-sized mosquitoes? Giant. Give me a spot mosquitoes. Hidden, if you could.
Can I? I believe that means I can. Yeah, normal success.
Yeah. So these are regular-sized mosquitoes, but it's a little weird. They all seem to have a little glow to them.
Oh, okay, that's not right. So, get out, everyone! Get out! Yelling to the our assistants.
Trying to
shuffle everyone out, and if we can get out and at least lock the doors and close them in here, maybe we can. I'm sure somebody has some explosives with them.
Give me an idea roll.
Maybe some explosives in the boxes.
That's why I was thinking. Did we find some at some point, or I couldn't remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was about
yeah,
to
that's
dynamite.
An extreme success.
Okay, so what I was having you roll the idea roll is you realize that this warehouse is not airtight.
Oh, okay.
Simply shutting the doors will not keep those inside. Now, They will limit their impact on you potentially, but whatever there's coming out here will not be deterred by an old warehouse.
Okay.
So, Gene, you are running up the stairs?
Yes.
Could you give me a dodge roll?
I certainly can. And that will be, oh no, yeah, that's a fail.
Okay, could you give me a con roll as well?
Well, that's definitely better than dodge. That's a success, that's a hard success.
All right, but not an extreme.
No.
Okay. So as you are running through the room and heading up the stairs, you are hit by a swarm of these, and they just descend on you, and they're just, you know, they're just all over your body, and you feel weaker by about 3 points in your strength. But at the same time, you also feel a little bit... like, maybe this isn't a big deal. Maybe this is okay, because you've just lost 8 points of intelligence as well.
Oh. No.
That was your strong suit.
So as we're going forward on each of your rounds, you'll each roll for me a strength, and if you fail, you'll roll for me a con. And as we go through, if either your strength or your intelligence reaches zero, just let me know.
Did you mean a dodge or a con, or did you?
Sorry, you'll roll a dodge, and if you fail, then we'll do some other rolling.
Yeah.
Anyway, in the meantime, Gene, you're running up the stairs.
Yes, I'm running up the stairs towards Julia. Am I able to? If there's not anybody too close behind me. I want to turn around and shoot a big shotgun blast into these mosquitoes.
Everybody is right behind you right now.
Well, great. Then I keep running.
Okay, so you pop up in the warehouse ahead of the swarm. Julia is yelling at the other people in the room to get free. Wheels, what are you doing?
Fleeing wildly. So okay. You want me to roll a dodge using everyone rolls a dodge when it's their turn? Yes.
Yeah.
Of course. So cheerful about it. Yes, of course. Let's see. Oh, no. A fail.
Okay. And could you give me a con roll?
Oh, that is a good hard success. Or an extreme success, actually.
Okay. So a couple of the bugs get on you. You feel yourself lose 2 points of strength. But that you're able to sort of whack them off and make your way up to the top of the stairs.
All right.
Paula.
If you can give me a dodge roll. Dodge. Christ, seriously?
Don't worry, you have 99 luck.
I do, so I may well spend 37 points of luck there. To make that a success.
Yeah, so they swarm around you, but you're able to get out of the way, and you're headed towards the top of the stairs again?
Yeah, I'm getting out of here.
Join the can-can line of people heading up to the top of the stairs. Francis.
Yeah, also continuing to run up the stairs. Let's try a dodge. There's another dodge. Yeah, I continue to bob and weave as I was instructed by my mosquito trainer some time ago and managed to dodge them.
Okay. You also emerge unscathed at the top of the warehouse. And Farkas, you are in the room.
I'm in the room. As I'm running towards the phone, I would like to look around just for the mosquito handling suits that ought to be in here, if these are even remotely responsible scientists. Do I see anything?
You know, go ahead and give me a luck roll.
Not a success.
Yeah, these are not remotely responsible scientists.
So yeah, so I pick up the phone, and as I'm picking it up, I yell into it, "They've escaped! The countdown's gone down! They're out of their canisters! What do we do?"
You hear a voice at the other end say, "Who is this?"
"Does it matter? There's thousands of these glowing mosquitoes that have come out of the warehouse basement."
"Well, I guess that'll take care of the problem then." And you hear a click at the other end of the phone.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Wow.
Meanwhile, as you are in the room there, this room is relatively airtight, but there are hundreds, maybe thousands of mosquitoes sort of all bouncing up against the glass window.
Yeah. I figured that they would be trying to get in soon here.
All right, Julia.
So in the everyone's kind of running, trying to get out of the warehouse. There are mosquitoes flying around up here, right?
Actually, I need you to give me a persuade roll.
A persuade roll. I can't charm. Yeah. I can't charm everyone out. No, I fail.
Yeah. So the mafiosos are not entirely clear why they need to run out because of mosquitoes.
Okay.
They are hanging back, maybe waiting for somebody, and maybe it's a sexist thing. It's hard to tell with these guys, but they're not immediately running out.
Oh, I sure. Well, I'm about to give them a reason. I passed my dodge roll, by the way.
Oh, good.
I'm about to give them a reason to run out, as I'm going to go pop open that crate of dynamite.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
I can only think of one way to deal with a swarm of mosquitoes, and that's with fire. And I don't have a flamethrower handy, so. It'll be a more explosive kind of fire, and I'm going to take... These are like sticks of dynamite with like a fuse and...
Yeah, there's sticks of dynamite and fuses in the box.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, do I have an idea... Do I have any idea, I'm not sure what skill I would use here, to know how long one of these fuses on a stick of dynamite would burn? Like, when I light it, is this like... I mean, what do I think?
You would have almost no idea given your character's background, but that's you are reasonably sure somebody in your group, perhaps Octavio or Gene, would have a better idea if you want to consult with them.
I'm not sure I really want to take the time, but...
So unlike her.
Give me an idea roll.
I have that idea, normally.
Normally. Okay. Well, longer would be better, perhaps. But I don't know how long it will take. I'm not sure, cut off a bit, see how long it will... Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just going to take one. I'm going to light it.
Light one what?
One of the stick of dynamite? Stick of dynamite, yep.
Okay. And what are you going to do with it?
I am going to... What is my plan here? The place is going to blow! Run! And then I'm going to drop the lit stick of dynamite next to the crate of dynamite. Not in it, but next to it.
Wow.
And start legging it for the door.
Give me a normal roll. Give me an idea roll.
I have that idea normally as well.
Yeah. You're pretty sure that if you drop this stick of dynamite next to that box full of dynamite, it might be difficult for your chums and compatriots to get out in time. You can still leg it.
That's our plan all along.
That's Julia's way.
Well, I don't really know how long it's going to take. I mean, you know.
That's fine.
It's a fuse. I presume it's going to be at least, you know, 15, 20 seconds. That's enough for people are paying attention. I mean, come on. Just run.
Okay.
Plenty of time to get out.
Unless you're Farkas. Gene.
Yeah, well, he locked himself down. That's not really my problem.
You have no idea what he's up to.
Exactly. And it's just a chaos of people, so I assume that he's running with everyone else, not locking himself in the basement.
All right, so Gene, go ahead and you get to the top of the stairs, you see mafiosos in front of you. Give me a dodge roll, actually, before we go too much further.
Okay. -93. That's not a success.
No, it's not.
Con. 66. That's also not a success. But I'll burn luck. I'll burn one luck to make it a regular success.
Okay. So that's not enough. You feel a swarm gets over you. They're all over you. You're whacking away, and you feel much weaker, about 7 points worth weaker in your strength. You also feel a little dulled in your brain by about 2 points of your intelligence.
Great.
And that is bad. But what you also see in front of you is one of the mafioso, I mean legitimate businessmen, has been swarmed. And they are, you can see them landing on him and drinking him dry. If you could give me a sanity roll.
Oh, they're juice boxing him?
Yeah, bah.
No.
All right, that's a D4 sanity loss.
Four.
Cool. And in the meantime, you also at the top, now that you're sort of, you see that out of one corner of your eye, and out of the other corner of your eye, you see Julia with what appears to be a lit stick of dynamite yelling, "Get out of here!" And as usual, you see her backside as she is moving away from you all.
Mr. Travers, run! It's gonna blow!
Wow. Okay. So, from my knowledge of dynamite and the quickness of people versus the quickness of a burning fuse, don't think that people are gonna get out in time if this thing explodes, correct?
It seems unlikely that they will get out through the front door, but I will remind you that their bay door is immediately against the water.
How big a crate are we talking? Are we talking like city block leveling size of a crate, or are we talking? I mean, I wasn't matter thinking about getting out of the warehouse so much as like,
how much of the city are we going to take with us?
Well, you know, I'm not a... In fact, you know, you're the engineer. Why don't you sort of sit back and tell me when we get to your turn how much of the city block is going to disappear? So figure it's a 4-foot by 4-foot box full of dynamite.
Four by four. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
And you would have remembered it was used for it would probably be used for rock blasting. I'll tell you that the book says there's enough to blow the warehouse to pieces, but I got to tell you, a whole box fit going off seems like more than a warehouse potential. But you know.
All right. So what I'm going to do
needs must is, we can't unleash these things on the city. So you know, we got the priorities.
Well, last I checked, your back is turned and you're running away.
Well, no, I'm trying to get everyone out.
She did yell. That was my
right.
Funny. I'm yelling, trying to get everyone to pay attention to the fact that the warehouse is about to blow up. Stop standing around with around with whatever you're doing and run.
I'm just gonna run. I'm just gonna run then.
Okay, running to the front of the building. Yep. All right, Bobby, you also emerge at the top of the stairs. Go ahead and give me a dodge roll.
Extreme success in the dodge this time.
Great. Give me a sanity roll as you watch a legitimate businessman be drained alive.
That also was a success, a normal one.
Okay.
Doing well.
So here's what's interesting about the one you just watched then, because you sort of could watch it. Just before, so as you're watching, you know, you can see these things are swarming over him. You can see that he's not dead yet, as suddenly his eyes go really dull and listless. It's sort of almost a somnambulatory type state, you know, with his eyes open, just sort of, and, you know, sort of just standing there, and then the mosquitoes finish off the last little bit of him. In the meantime, you hear Julia yelling, you know, get out, get out. You remember she's more or less where the dynamite was.
Right. At that point.
You have a good relationship with Julia, so you trust her to think of your well interests here. So.
So the stairs are actually somewhere near the back where all the business with those professional goons were, right?
Yes.
Which is where the doors are. So, yeah. So at that point, when I hear Julia say, get out, I figure she means it. And I will, I'll head for one of those bay doors or one of the doors that are in the back here.
Okay. So you're going to try to open one of those up?
Yes.
Okay. Paula?
Dodge. Success.
Okay. Same. In fact, you're up at the same time, so give me a sanity roll.
Zero,
03. Cool. So Julia's at one end yelling, get out, get out, and you see that Bobby has made his way towards one of the bay doors, is trying to slide it open.
I'll run that way, if that's the shortest way out of here.
That is immediately next to you right now.
Yep. I will assist and get out.
All right. I'm just going to role play. I think Octavio probably will be helping you. I think Chance would be running out the door. Francis, can you give me a dodge roll?
Yeah, same thing. So that is a fail on my dodge, and I think I'm going to spend a whopping 22 points of luck in order to pass it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll do that. Am I up there in time to see the dude on the stairs being drained by mosquitoes?
You see a dead guy at the your number is sufficiently down that, you know, cool. You see a guy dropping to it, but I won't make you do a sanity roll.
Sweet. I'd be making my way for the nearest exits, having heard Julia shout, so if I can see Paula and somebody else trying to open the doors, I will go and do that as well.
All right, so Bobby and Paula are trying to open the bay doors. Farkas!
Can I see any kind of switch or release mechanism, or does it just look like they're kind of original analog doors?
yes, they're just doors suspended on some sort of trolley system or wheel system at the top. They don't appear to be mechanical in any way.
Okay.
Farkas.
So, I'm hoping for that sort of slow-mo view of what's in this room and what might be useful. Smokers, fire extinguishers, some way of shooting large amounts of water, a button that says recall. I'm sort of, it's a relatively big room. There's the one control panel. There's the phone. What else is in here?
Sure. You've got that sort of great moment of panic going on that gives you sort of superhuman ability to take in information. So this is not OSHA compliant. There is no fire extinguisher of any sort here. No sprinkler system, no smoker system. But I'll tell you what, I'll let you do another luck roll. See if it might be something useful.
66 is just a success.
Yeah.
Bags to seal around the door. I don't know.
Oh.
There's a gun with a single bullet on the table.
So the door, this room is actually sealed.
Right. Okay.
You're not worried about any, the mosquitoes are swarming around the windows and doors, but they are not getting in.
Okay.
So, cool. So there's no need for those sort of bags. And if you want to, there are some sort of, burlap bags in the corner and the like, if you were like, well, maybe I'll put this on and run armor out the door. What's your thinking here? There's no recall button.
Okay, I don't know anything about the dynamite, so I'm not actually in a hurry. I feel like I am. I'm in this room. I'm protected. I think I want to look at the control room and the control panel and try to figure out what I'm up against. If there's any sort of, this is going to take many tens of seconds, I would imagine. To understand a little bit about what's going on, what I think the mosquitoes are going to do. Is there a logbook? Is there a dead body? Is there an oh shit little piece of paper somewhere? Or like, I don't know, anything.
Sure. There's a logbook apparently, and you can flip through it. You can see they've been importing these insects from different locations. Primarily from Africa. There is a logbook that has an inventory of supplies being brought in, and you have chemistry, right?
I must.
Yeah, you're sciencey. It's a weird combination of ingredients.
I have a lot of chemistry.
Even this, for some reason, somebody is bringing over this fairly useless material called uranium.
Oh, great.
Why would anybody need that? That's what you're peering through for a little while.
Okay. My quick calculations, which may be slightly off, do give at least enough to destroy a warehouse, with the explosive force. I wouldn't actually. There will be a fireball that will be impressive, but very, very brief. The concussion wave will certainly break windows and cause deafness over some blocks, most likely. I'm still struggling a little bit with the volume versus weight, and it depends on how well packed it is. This could take down a pretty significant percentage of a block, or do heavy damage on a significant percentage of a block.
Okay.
Hooray.
So you should be thinking about that as the clock ticks down on the fuse of the dynamite.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as a player, I'm thinking about it.
Oh, yeah. Top of the round, Julia. Witness some of the legitimate, in fact, more of them are now being sort of swarmed by these things and cut down. Why don't you give me a sanity roll?
Sanity roll, I fail.
Okay, so that's a D4.
A D4 of the sanity. That will be... Oh, all four of it. Nice.
Great.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Give me a dodge roll.
Dodge roll is 1 point of luck later is a success, normal success.
Okay.
No trouble. So I can see, right, so I'm headed out, towards the front door. Presumably I can see Mr. Travers is headed out the front door. There's some people headed out the back door. Okay, so it seems like the evacuation plan is well underway. So yeah, I'm... can I take a quick last glance at the dynamite to see, you know, try to get an estimation of, well, the fuse was that long and now it's that long. That means we have this much time left.
You're pretty sure it's halfway done.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm out.
Yeah. And apologize to any dynamite experts in the audience who are like, it wouldn't burn that fast. This one does.
You never said how long the fuse was, so
exactly.
You can't nail you on it.
Yeah. So I'm gonna get clear of the warehouse and presume that everyone else is getting clear too, and hope for the best. I mean, I assume that only the warehouse is going to be taken down, so I'm gonna get. My plan is to get clear of the warehouse, but it's not like I'm going to be sprinting blocks and blocks away because, you know, we'll see what happens. But, you know, I don't know these things. I just assume there's going to be a big explosion in the center of the warehouse and then the whole thing will be on fire and no problem.
Yeah. Gene, you are running through the warehouses to the front of the boxes and stuff to the front of the building? Are you perhaps on mute while doing it?
Yes, I am. And yes, I am.
Great. Could you give me a dodge roll?
Yes, I can. Well, I can attempt to. And a 95 is going to be a no. Con roll is going to be a success. Just a regular.
All right. So you feel your strength slightly decreased by 2 points. But you really have this dull feeling like you've lost 7 points of intelligence.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it looks like you will be, you're halfway through the warehouse. It looks like you'll get out, and you actually know dynamite. You know there's about a round or so, a little more than a round left for this to go off.
All right.
Bobby, you are struggling with the door. Could you give me a strength roll? And Paula and Francis are helping you, so you could do it with two advantage dice.
Nice.
Okay. Let's see if I can find those. Have a look here. Yes, a 12. Will do nicely. That is an extreme on the nose.
Great. Give me a dodge roll.
Oh, with the advantage die.
No.
33, that's going to do it.
Okay. So with your combined efforts, you're able to slide open the doors. And what do you do next?
What do we see? Is it like, is this loading dock? Did you say it was water back there?
There is water back there, yes.
That looks like... great thing to dive into to keep mosquitoes from biting you. So I believe after me, girls or ladies. And here he goes.
It's 1932. I think you probably should have said girls. But anyway, Paula, the door. Give me a dodge roll.
Okay. I will spend the 2 points of luck to make that a success.
Mm-hmm. You see Bobby slide open the door and dive into the river outside.
I do the same.
Okay. Francis?
I spent a few seconds pondering the inherent misogyny in 1933 and reassuring stuff by 2018 things to be different.
Sure. Maybe a failure to talk about the inherent misogyny of the mosquitoes eating you first.
They don't eat me because I've rolled a success in my dodge. I am perfectly happy to take the direction followed by my colleagues and dive into the water.
Because they are gentlemen mosquitoes, obviously. Although I think it's the female. Anyway, Farkas.
So in anticipation of a upcoming rather large expenditure of luck, Farkas has found a cable that interests him that he thinks might do something interesting, and he follows it crawling under this massive piece of equipment as he sort of burrows in to try to figure out where the main power supply is for this warehouse.
The kind of massive piece of equipment that will support the entire warehouse when it falls on you?
Well, it's not going to fall. It's going to blow out. And I just need to be protected from the, I just need to be protected from that initial, shockwave.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. So, we'll step forward a few seconds. Julia, you're in the street. There's no need for a dodge roll. Gene catches up to you. I assume the two of you are running as fast as you can down the street.
No, just like across the street kind of thing? What's across the
street? Yes, I'm pulling Julia as quick as we can, as far away as we can.
All right. Could
Mr.
you,
Chambers, what's the problem?
There's a lot of dynamite, Julia!
Give me a party luck roll.
For me and Julia?
The party of two? My luck's at 47.
Mine's at 38. So... Oh, a 16. Yes.
So you struggle back and forth. Eventually, Julia, Travers pulls you away, and when the resulting blast comes out of the building, you only suffer 5 points of damage each from the resulting explosion of warehouse materials and et cetera.
Free shovels for everyone.
Oh, my. That was rather larger than I had expected. I'm sure everyone got out the back okay.
Well, let's hope so.
In the water, Bobby, Paula, and Francis, you all sort of hit the water, fall underneath as there's you hear above you a muffled explosion. When you emerge back up again, there is nigh left on the warehouse in terms of walls and whatnot.
It probably got very bright for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It was like being under the water on a sunny summer day for a little bit above you.
That is a good question, though. Are there mosquitoes swarming about as we come up for air?
No, the mosquitoes appear to have been vaporized by the flame.
Nice.
Well done. Yeah.
Phew.
What about the businessmen? Were they vaporized?
Some of them made them. Some of them were in the street outside with Julia and Travers. You know, two or three, but the rest of them. are no longer with us.
Gotcha.
And you can all hear the sounds of a car pulling up in an excited way, and Bonaventure, who's the legitimate businessman who was with you earlier, pulls up to Julia and Travers, what happened? Where are my men?
They should be around back. I believe everyone else got out the back.
They're around here somewhere, and I wave my hand in like a 360-degree motion.
All right.
Julia would be headed around the backside to look for
the survivors.
You just walk right through the nothing. I mean,
yeah, we can probably see where they exited the building before now.
Yeah, so as you're walking by what was the warehouse, there is now a crater where the warehouse used to be. Whatever was there for canisters has been blown up. You do see towards the back side there is a little bit of a structure still remaining, and what appears to be some sort of large, long desk. Or actually, Trevor, you were in there. It's the control panel is still there.
I'm going to run over yelling for Farkish.
Farkish, you goddamn... You blew him up, Julia.
Farkas, I assume you're going to be using your luck here to avoid certain death.
Yeah, I think that was my plan, and I will. I'm completely deaf, and come sort of crawling out of the thing, and I'm now in the bottom of a crater, and look around, stunned and bloody and wild-eyed.
Yes, Julia and Jean, you see a more than disheveled Farkas pulling himself out from the wreckage.
My God, it's a miracle.
In the water, what are the people bobbing around in the river doing?
Swimming to the shore, I think.
Blub, 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 blub.
I think that's the way to go.
I kind of hate to do this, but could everybody give me a swim roll?
Oh.
Who puts points in swim? Not me. 78 is a fail.
Oh, it's 20 base. Oh, Bobby's lucky again, though. A success here.
I'm going to spend a couple of points of luck to make that a success.
So,
if I see Paula having trouble, though, I'll try to help her.
Oh, okay. Yes, yeah, she is definitely sort of perhaps not the best swimmer out there. So she certainly could have burned some luck, but anyway, she chooses not to.
I could not have.
I'm going to just say that you give me a D3 worth of gurgle damage, Paula.
Two.
Wheels, as you're starting to swim away, you see Paula go under. And you grab her and pull her up. She's gasping a little bit. And you all are on the... sort of pull yourself onto the dock.
It's all right. I was a teenage lifeguard. There we are, gasping.
And at this point, you start to hear sirens off in the distance. And Bonventure is like, we got to get out of here. We don't want to have anything to do with this. Get in my car and let's go.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Yeah, I think we collect everyone and leg it.
Okay.
Doesn't look like there's anything left to search as far as finding out what they were up to.
Can I still have the 3 pages of the logbook?
Oh, nice.
Give me a luck roll.
Before or after I spent it all?
I'll even let you do it before you spent it all. You sort of thought to tuck it into your jacket.
That was unfortunately not a success.
Ah. Okay. Now that was not... You were not... Again, you were unaware that there was going to be an explosion.
Yeah, I was.
Around, so...
if it matters for damage... And maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe we're about to have a week off or something. It's irrelevant.
So you get 1d6 plus 1 hit points back.
Okay. That is 6. Okay.
Tell me what you all are going to do.
So what were those things?
We'll never know now.
They were.
Oh, yes, we will. I'm sure Professor Farkas figured it all out.
They were imported bred mosquitoes mixed with many chemicals. I'm not sure what they were doing. Something obviously happened. perhaps a self-destruct mechanism, but...
we all look at Julia.
of course, yes, I should have figured.
But what were they doing to people? I see Mr. Travers got bit, and he looks a little weaker and less intelligent than he did before. What? Never seen mosquitoes do that to a person.
Oh, I certainly didn't see anything.
And this,
of course,
this confirms, does it not, that Caduceus is evil? They released those things on purpose.
Oh, it definitely seemed like a malfunction. It had been reported, I think.
Why would they have them in the first place, unless they wanted to use them on people?
Sure, we had a chance.
I hate to say it, I agree with Julia.
It's about time someone does.
If they're being targeted at our enemies, what's the difference between some mosquitoes and some bullets?
They're indiscriminate. They'll attack anyone.
Well, not necessarily. If you know
that your enemy's in one area, why not just set mosquitoes at them?
New York City.
Well, we're happy to drop bombs on people, aren't we?
Well, and no. They might not be indiscriminate. Wouldn't mosquitoes perhaps target some creatures more so than others? I mean, they must have some sensors and some reason for...
Yes, like...
But they wouldn't attack snakes.
Exactly, they would target humans and not cold-blooded serpents.
Yes. Yes, that is very interesting.
We need to find out what they're hiding in that sub-basement level.
I was thinking exactly the same thing.
Oh, which sub? The one somewhere else?
The one at the Caduceus building.
Caduceus headquarters.
Yeah.
Dare we move the same night?
I barely can move at all.
I know how you feel.
I may try a first aid on myself as we're in the car here.
Well, perhaps
if I physically get at you, I'm happy to help.
Okay, I'll do it with a bonus die. That will be a success, so a D4. Thank you. I feel much improved here. Well, not that I necessarily want to tackle anything, but if that's what we're doing,
There's an argument to be made for if Caduceus is distracted by what's happened at the warehouse, now might be the perfect time to...
It's true. Also, once they find out what happened at the warehouse, perhaps they will move the sub-basement operations or whatever to some type of more secure location. Now might be the best time if there is one.
Would it appear bizarre if we all turned up at this time?
Sort of slightly singed.
They wouldn't expect us to all turn up in the middle of the night.
Perhaps we should clean up and rest for the rest of the evening, then show up as normal in the morning. And
we don't all have to go through the front door, you know. If we were to go tonight,
Francis, what do you know of uranium?
Gosh, not useful for very much, really, is it? I don't know a great deal about it, I'm afraid.
Isn't that what's on the hands of my watch here?
It produces a pretty light, I suppose, but apart from that, I don't know that it could do very much.
Well, that might be it. The mosquitoes were glowing.
A way of tracking them in the dark, perhaps. But then wouldn't the enemy be aware of them as well? It's most peculiar.
Yeah, but they imported... I mean, there were a long list of things, but I noted that, and they seem to have mixed uranium into the mosquitoes.
Oh, what a shame we don't have any to dissect or experiment on.
Yes.
Can everybody shake their clothes? Just check there aren't any dead ones sort of caught in your...
Must have flapped a few and smushed them.
I mean, even if you had some of their blood, I mean, that would be tremendously useful if anybody's got any.
Sure, give me a party luck roll.
I'm at zero.
Yep.
Oh, well.
You still have a 1 in 100 chance of doing it. Go ahead.
Oh, all right. I'll go ahead and roll here. 97, no.
So what's the plan?
I think go back to somebody's home, tidy up, reassess. I agree that we probably can't go storming into Caduceus' headquarters with people injured and singed and so on.
Yeah, I would agree. I think we clean up tonight and then show up, you know, at our normal time in the morning and take it from there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think I could get a heal from someone?
Absolutely. You can get a heal. You can get a D4, as we've established. You can get a 2 heal.
Oh, beautiful.
I thought he was asking for a gun. There.
Thank you, Doctor.
All right, so everybody goes home, or maybe you go to one person's home, or some sort of combination there. You all get a good night's sleep. Those of you who were bit by mosquitoes and suffered strength and intelligence, you feel fine in the morning.
Oh, thank you.
But you're not.
Farkas is able to get a new set of less singed clothing. Takes a little while to get the smell of burnt out of his hair, given it's his hair that burnt. But
new hairdo.
There you go. Much shorter now.
It's just one of those experiments went wrong at home.
Exactly.
And you're all just going to meet up in the morning?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yep.
Heavily armed.
Is it sort of a normal work day with all of us being here to actually go into the Caduceus building? That kind of thing? Like, would there be anything suspicious of us
certainly
all going
normal
in?
For Farkas to go to work every day, to go to the lab.
Right.
Could I all think, meet Francis.
That's I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you all have passes to get into the building. It's clear that the administration treats you in a different kind of way. I mean, the guards just sort of push you through. They don't really spend any time looking at it. And as far as you can tell from so far, nobody seems to pay attention to your comings and goings. You've reached with your badges and with your, at this point, your reputation within the organization, nobody is, you know, stopping you at, you know, every corridor and saying, what are you doing here at this point? You're well known enough in the hallways.
Gotcha. So, yeah, I imagine we all meet at a coffee room or something to discuss our...
a coffee house outside of...
coffee house outside, yeah, yeah. Okay. And then, yep. We could trickle in sort of singly or in pairs.
We need to figure out how to open the place up. When I first saw it, was there some kind of... I followed some people down, and then did they use ID passes to get further in? What do I remember of the security?
Yeah, so they used keys and to get from one place to another. And when you followed them in, you were sort of, before the lock closed all the way, you sort of put your foot there gently to keep it from closing. So enough of a noise that they went, oh, it closed. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do I think the lock picks would get through?
I think you do think that, yes.
Excellent. Okay, great.
Okay, so no real plan, just kind of.
So, what do we? This is just a basement that nobody has been in. What are we expecting? What do we...
Paula has reason to suspect Caduceus is being less than forthcoming about this basement, much like the warehouse.
It's off the books. I see. And we would
not
like
listed to on any plans, or it's not signposted.
How far down did you get before? By the way, I forgot exactly how you found out about the place, Paula.
Well, we know so some of the labs are below ground. Is this below the below ground bits?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I haven't been anywhere near this place with my in the time I've spent in the various labs.
No, the labs you've been on have been up in the more up. Well, sorry, you haven't been down to this level. You're aware of the labs that are a lower basement, but what Paula is talking about is a lower basement.
Gotcha. Yep. And what do we know? What do we know about the? The duct system in this building, is the building, you know, how is it heated? How is it air conditioned, if it is?
There is a duct system for air. It's not particularly well air conditioned. I mean, it's not air conditioned. People just have fans at their desks.
Okay.
But there's a heating system if you'd like to do that.
So that might be an option if we don't want to just break down the door.
What about internal surveillance? Has anyone seen any cameras or?
Nobody has seen any cameras or anything like that.
So that is a good sign. I mean, we could certainly just... and how do we get to this sub-basement? Do we just take the stairs, or is there an elevator?
Is there the door hidden behind a bookcase or something like that?
Yes, to lead down to a set of stairs.
Oh, nice.
Is it sort of... It's not particularly well-trodden part of the building, I take it. There wouldn't be that many people down there to start with.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Great.
So basically, it was in a storage closet. Yep. They moved aside a set of shelves against it. Were actually covering up a door.
Mm-hmm.
So you could imagine that, and the storage closet looked like be like you know old files and the like. It's not you know a janitor's closet where you could expect somebody to be wandering through in regular intervals.
Yeah. Well. So, I'm happy to go down there initially and try and at least unlock the door and gain access, and then maybe we sort of trickle down little by little.
Well, I was going to say working hours make it you know plausible for us to be in the building, but it also makes it more plausible for people to be in the sub-basement, the sub-sub-basement. Right.
Is there somewhere nearby that would be a reasonable place to for us to have a reason to be, so that we could at least scope out to see, you know, is are people coming through here once an hour or once a day? I mean, what kind of level of?
So you worked for them for a while, he says, sowing seeds of dissent in the group
for a while.
And your best guess is this is not a well-trodden part of the building. Yeah. The people may or may not go in there, but it's not like, you know, the water cooler or something, or, you know, a laboratory where people are regularly coming in or coming out, or an office area. It's really a storage that somebody may need something, but it's unlikely that somebody would go in there.
Yeah. Okay.
But if, say, a certain party member had zero luck and there was going to be a luck roll for the party.
Farkas, you really don't look well. Why don't you just sit this one out?
Yeah, okay.
So for the sense of for the sense of gameplay, I will let whoever goes down there first determine if there's somebody in there or not. Rather than have to wait two game sessions before Farkas can play again, because we don't play every week.
Right.
Well, as I said,
that's a great plan. If you wanna open up. I get the sense that Julia is also good at opening doors.
Yeah.
And being sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, this is kind of right in her wheelhouse.
Well, sounds like the decision's been made for us.
Okay, so what's the plan?
Julia and I go down.
All right.
Yep. Throughout the building, we kind of trickle down little by little to get to that room, and then once we're in the room...
Do you think the building will explode all of a sudden?
I would only be worried about that if we were deeper in the building than Julia.
Yes.
So, Paula, you lead Julia down to a door. It's a fairly standard, it says storage on the door itself. The door is locked.
We probably both pull out lock picks at the same time.
Look at that. Yeah. Okay, who'd like to give the first whack? No advantage die for lock picking.
We can't help each other?
Julia. Be my guest.
Oh, thank you. Oh, yes. One point of luck later, that's a normal success.
Click. Door opens up.
Well, that was remarkably easy.
Mm.
Gonna listen for a moment to hear.
Give me a listen roll.
Is there anyone?
I'll listen as well.
Nope.
I can spend a point of luck to make that a success.
You don't hear anybody inside the room. Or, and with that just regular, you don't hear anybody sort of walking around near you either. You're off on sort of a side corner of the building.
Okay.
Look inside.
It is exactly as Paula described it to you, filled with boxes of paperwork primarily. And there is shelving on the wall, more or less where she described it.
I would like to sneak around to just scope out the place, make sure there's not people down here working or...
Sure, so give me another listen roll.
Again, success, normal success.
Okay, so there's nobody in this room. You could tell that by just looking in. It's not that large a room.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have been, with given your background, you would have been wary enough to sort of listen to where you knew there was a door. You don't hear any noises from down there as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So far, so good.
Was there a signal that you had, or is it just if you didn't come back at a certain time, people would start?
I think it was just time.
Yeah, I think it was just they'd start showing up.
Okay. So, much like The Hobbit, you start to get one after the other of the dwarf adventurers showing up.
Good. Will there be food?
And I imagine at the end is Farkas.
You said you said there were boxes of paperwork?
There's paperwork and such in here, yep.
Okay, well, yeah, be looking through it while we're waiting for the team.
Sure. This all appears to be employment-related paperwork, so...
Well, that's not exciting.
Were they hired, were they not, that sort of thing. You know, some amount of accounting for rescue missions and the like. Nothing in it appears to be all that interesting.
So there's no. Is there a checkbox on the employment personnel file showing whether they've been Snakeified or not? No. Okay.
Stand for the big, big red S. Are our files down here?
Go ahead and give me a library use if you want to look for that level of detail.
Ooh, I think that's Bobby's. Oh, that's an 80. He just says, "Yeah, are our files down here? Better look like it." Okay.
Okay.
So, can we go deeper into the?
Yes. There's a set of stairs heading down. And when you get down, and Paula, you'd recognize this. You get down to the bottom. There's a door. It's not locked. And it opens up into what appears to be a long corridor.
Okay. Listen again for people.
And we're all together now, basically?
You are all, as far as I know, unless somebody tells me differently, you're all in the stairs, okay, headed down.
Got an extreme on my listen, 09.
You don't hear any noises at all down here.
Okay.
Quite confident you are alone down here.
I think we got lucky.
Excellent. About time.
Yep. Keep on exploring.
All right, so it is a 100-foot-long corridor. There are pillars on either side. You're all just sort of walking down together. Mm-hmm.
Do I get the sense that I'm outside the perimeter of the building?
No. From the way it's sort of twisted around, you are on sort of one end of the building. You get a sense that this bends back again towards the middle of the building.
Okay.
There are doors on either side, or
there are no doors. But as you are in the front, you can see up ahead that there is a door. It appears to be some sort of metal door at the far end of the corridor.
That's where they keep the snakes,
or the one giant snake.
Yes,
the father of the serpents, as one might say.
Okay. you can get within 30 feet of the door, and you now just before you're at the door, there are now pillars on the side of the corridor.
Do the pillars look older than the rest of the building? Does it feel like we're going down into an older structure with the headquarters built on top, or does it all seem much of a piece architecturally?
Architecturally seems to be about the same. Yeah.
Did Julia research the building a while back when Bobby and Julia were friends against Caduceus and no one else was? Did she have to look into this type of thing, like where they're building and stuff?
Back before Bobby became a snake worshiper, yes. Yes.
Before he became a snake worshiper, but after you turned into a snake and bit him in the neck.
I don't recall that Julia looked into the building so much. I think she was looking into the organization and the people.
Okay.
Okay. You're within 10 feet of the door, Paula?
Yep.
When you all hear a siren go off, glass doors close at either end of the corridor. The lights go out.
Wait, you say either end, so there's like a blast door that comes down in front of the metal door?
In front of the metal door, in front of you, and behind you.
Okay. Oops.
It is dark in here. You hear what sounds to be a plane crashing, and
what?
When you open your eyes, you are in a tent. You are each in a metal frame bed. Your mattress is wet, soaked like with sweat. The temperature is hot and moist.
and you can hear jungle wildlife all around.
Back in Bolivia.
What?
It was all a dream.
Yes.
No, remember that when the snake broke in and there was that teleportation thing.
What?
Yes.
Tyannis. When Tyannis escaped.
Yes. And she just went somewhere else. It was fantastic. But I don't know why we're in these horrible beds. How injured am I?
Are we in a big group tent too?
You have a sense that you are in a curtained off area of what you imagine. I mean, you're just sort of waking up. There's a tent above you. There's a curtainy type area over on the end of the far set of yours. And as you sort of look around, Wheels, you can see there looks to be that there are other beds next to you as well. Farkas, you feel pretty good.
Awesome. So I think it's been time.
Anybody else who has been wounded in the past, you can all get 10 points of hit points back.
This has been some time.
Nice.
Sort of look at my cuts and burns and stuff, and my hair has grown back a little bit.
So here's the thing. Your hair is as you remember it a while ago.
Before it burned off. Ooh. And
at this point, a woman walks into your area. She has curly golden hair, brown eyes, and she's wearing a nurse's uniform. And she looks at you and says, "Oh, you're awake! How lovely! How lovely! I'll go get the doctor right now."
Thank you.
What's going on?
She turns around and walks out. And a few minutes later, a tall, thin, balding man with spectacles. He's got a dirty white lab coat. You can see his shirt is sweat-stained. He just looks tired underneath his eyes, and he sort of comes in and says, Oh, good. Oh, good. We were worried you weren't going to make it.
How come?
Well, I don't know how much you remember, but the plane crash was quite spectacular.
What plane crash?
The crash of the plane.
Where are we?
You're in Belgium. The Belgium Congo.
Oh, wait. Belgium or the Belgian Congo?
Belgian Congo. You're in the Congo. You're specifically in the village of Ulga. Kulanga. Yes. Ulanga. Anyway, you crashed here 2 weeks ago, and you've been sick ever since. You were bitten by flies, so we've been waiting to see if you'd recover from the sleeping sickness. And look, you have.
Our plane crashed here, you say?
Yes.
Preposterous. I must have been flying.
Well, if that's the case, it was a spectacular job. Apparently, the plane, there was a malfunction in the engine. They looked at it afterwards and said there was nobody but the most skilled of pilots could possibly have gotten that plane down as safely as you did. So congrats to you, sir. Congrats to you.
Thank you.
Doctor, isn't it a little unusual that we've all recovered at exactly the same time?
Well, no, these things tend to run their course. You know, one of you wakes up the others. It's hard to know how these things manifest itself. It's still an unknown illness for us, but we've been experimenting with different drugs to try to keep you alive, and I'm glad to see we're finally ahead of the strain a little bit of this sleeping sickness.
I bet you have.
And what about these other people here? Indicating the cots around us.
Oh, those are other villagers who have the illness as well. They're not doing as well as you did, but we're working to save them.
Can I pull back the blanket on one of them or whatever to have a look at what kind of shape?
So you're going to get up out of your bed and go to the next room over?
Oh, is it the next room? I thought you said we were surrounded by cots. Some of them had us, and some of them had other bodies.
No, so there's eight of you in one room.
Okay.
And then you can look through a curtain over to the end of one of your beds. There's a curtain separating your group from some other beds. So you'd have to get up and go over to that, go through that curtain. I mean, you can do it. I'm saying yeah. You shouldn't. I want to make sure.
I didn't understand the situation, so I will not do that as yet. I'll, you know, when it seems normal to be in that room, I'll investigate. But right now, I'll just kind of sit in bed.
Yes, yes. Wow, I'm glad to see that you've made it. We appreciate you bringing in the supplies.
Of course, yes. Happy to.
Did any of our personal effects survive the crash, Doctor?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Did any of our personal effects survive the crash?
Oh, yes, yes. We've put the... And in fact, you all are in dressing gowns. We've put them into our storage area, but you can get them anytime you'd like, of course.
Wonderful, thank you. And as I look down at my hands, do I look like I'm in my body? Or, I mean, this has been quite dislocating. Do I recognize myself as I look down at myself?
Yes. Okay. It certainly seems to be your body.
Hmm.
You look down, you see, you know, there's a little mark on your hand from when you...
Oh, yes, the first time I experimented with decent strength acid. Yes, I remember all those burn marks. Yeah. Okay, cool. It's reassuring.
But you said there was something funny about Farkas's hair, like it seemed like his hair had never been burned, something like that.
Well, Farkas knows that his hair seems to be the same length, etc., as when he first started all of this.
What about, do I have scars from the bullet wounds I just received? I guess that would be something normal to check on.
Are you looking for bullet holes and the like?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so, yeah. I was just injured recently. I'm waking up and feeling better. I guess the first thing to do would be check my recent wounds.
You don't see any.
Do I see old wounds?
From a while ago. But, for example, if you were to sort of put your hand on your head, where Julia almost, you know, put a hole in you,
right.
There's no scarring there.
I look closely at my hand. Is that new baby skin that I saw on the Reverend Cornfield two or three or four or five times?
No, no, it's still your well-worn, you know, working-class hands.
Doctor, how long have we been asleep? What's today's date?
Today is March 30th, 1933.
Okay.
You've been asleep for 2 weeks now.
But it's supposed to be April.
What? No, no, it's March. Oh, yeah. You might be having some concussion effects. We'll have to keep you under observation. In the meantime, you know, it looks like you're all sort of recovering well. Drink plenty of fluids. I wouldn't recommend, you know, any strenuous activity, but if you want to get up food? And walk around, and yes, we can certainly bring you some food. And if you excuse me, I have to go see some patients that are more in need of assistance right now.
Very good.
He and the nurse leave the room.
What the hell is going on?
What happened?
Right. March. And I feel like it is March. I mean, my hair had been growing out and then burned off, and now we're back to where it was.
What I hadn't we met you guys March? Back then. What's going on?
Oh. Yeah, I would say... This makes sense. We were in a shared fever dream, but how did Paula get here?
That's interesting. Well, maybe in the hall was some sort of gas, and this is not real. I mean, my last memory is walking down the hall in the basement of Caduceus Building, and the siren went off, the door slammed shut, the lights went out, there was a roar of some sort, and then poof! Here we are.
Yes, that's exactly what I remember as well.
And we felt a plane crash.
Felt one or heard one?
Heard one.
That could have been anything. I wonder. And perhaps we're in the basement of Caduceus building. There's no reason we couldn't be. I'll go look outside the tent.
Okay. You appear to be in a large hospital tent. There are outhouses outside and a little shower. There are pathways leading off into the woods. You can see people sort of off fairly close to the tent. What appears to be a series of huts and the like.
Well, they've done a bang-up job of it if this is fake.
Yeah, you have the sense that given, you know, the amount of environmental controls, that you're either in a very, very large room with, you know, total control over things, or you're somewhere else. Jungle. In some sort of more natural setting.
So is it just a mental controls I have? Wait a minute. Oh. What do you think the people in the canisters, where do you think they thought they were?
That's horrifying.
Think our brains have been removed, Doctor?
Well, it makes more sense than time travel, slightly.
Francis, can you give me a idea roll?
Oh, man.
I can give you a better than half idea roll.
Okay. So, you remember you had contact with a canister?
Yeah, when I thought I was an Icelandic fisherman.
Yes, so you remember that the personality sort of was there, but it didn't change the setting. That when your personality was not dominant, you had a sense that you were just in a large, open, dark room.
Yeah, I don't think we're brains in jars. My brief experience was very different to this.
Well, that's reassuring. I mean, I'm not against the idea of time travel, I guess. It seems rather exciting, really, if there were a way to visit the past.
I wonder whether it's some elaborate Caduceus trickery that we're being monitored somehow, that it's they've induced a delusion to try to figure out what our intentions were. I mean, we were breaking into a fairly secure part of the building.
Possible. How would one, perhaps with the stars, we could figure out the real date. We could do that tonight.
I'll take the opportunity now to... I'm sorry. Go ahead,
Marcus. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say I was going to do the thing... with moving back the sheet of one of our neighbors, behind the curtain in that room with all the other people laying there.
Right. So as you go over there, there are people who are lying down in the beds. They appear to be, most of them are sweating profusely. Some of them, they all appear to be asleep, or at least their eyes are closed, and they often are moving in as if they were uncomfortable in some way. At some of the beds, and this is a very large room you're in right now, it looks to be about 20 or so beds. Down towards the end, you can see that there are people sitting by bedside of some of the beds of people, but by and large, there's not that many people in this room who are not in the beds. You're just going to pull back the sheet?
Is it medical staff sitting beside the beds, or is it like family and friends kind of thing, visitors?
They're not wearing nurses' uniforms or doctor lab coats. It appears to be more native garb.
Do they look as if they were, I've forgotten what the symptoms were of that disease when we were in,
the Yellow Death?
Yeah, the Yellow Death. I forgot what
No, this appears to be different than that.
Okay.
Did the victims bear any similarity to the guards that had been... I guess we might have talked about what had happened in the warehouse, so the others might have described the the eyes of the people that have been bitten became a bit glassy. Do they look similar to these people at all, or is that completely different?
This appears to be slightly different than that. I mean, first of all, they're not glassy-eyed. They're all just sleeping at this
point. Oh, cold. Okay. If I pull back the eyelid of a sleeping person who doesn't have a family member by their bed, what do their eyes look like?
So as you pull it back, their eyes sort of, their irises contract at the light, and they appear to just be looking blankly at you. It doesn't look all that different than if you...
discoloration, just absence, mental absence.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone official around at the moment? So there is a couple of nurses walking through the main ward. But it doesn't look, you know, it doesn't look like to be a well-staffed facility in terms of okay. Doctors and nurses rushing by and that sort of thing.
I would like to ask one of the nurses where Dr. Thompson is.
Dr. Thompson? I don't know Dr. Thompson.
Dr. Robert Thompson, you're not familiar with him.
He was
on the plane with us.
There's no record of a Dr. Robert Thompson with you.
Hmm. Oh, well, perhaps I'm remembering things wrong. Thank you.
Oh, and she said, that happens all the time. People that wake up from they talk about all sorts of vivid dreams. It's very, very, very usual for that to happen. People, have also, in fact, we've had people who have woken up from dreams. Family members have come and played music, and they've had dreams that related to the music that they heard. It's just very difficult to know how one will respond to the illness. Anyway, is there anything else I can get you? Any food, liquid?
No, thank you. Not at the moment.
Okay, well, just come find us if you need anything at all, dear.
Is there any way, nurse, to make contact with the outside world? I'd like to let our colleagues and families know that we are all right. How are you able to communicate, if at all? Do you have a radio?
There's a radio that goes into the governor's office. But otherwise, we don't have any other communication. We communicate to the governor of the area, and then he helps us out.
Oh, perhaps when we're feeling a little better, it might be possible to petition the governor's office to use their radio. I'm really most keen to get a message home.
And who's what organization is maintaining this?
Look, can't you see us? Of course.
Oh, yes, of course.
It does seem like an excellent opportunity to play dumb if we want to.
I think we must until we figure out what is going on.
Yeah.
Yes, but and how I don't, dumb? I mean, we could play.
And I don't really buy that they don't have a radio or something here.
No, neither do I. I'm perfectly happy to wait till dark and then sneak around and try to find it.
But it would be nice, perhaps, to walk around the camp by day, just to see what there is to see and how big it is and all
why
of that.
Why would they put us here?
Well, how would they put us here?
Right.
So how would they put us now?
As another check, Sean. Mm-hmm. So, admittedly, prior to being in the Congo, back when we were in Bolivia, there were some incidents, and Julia ended up with a few spots of snake skin. Those never went away, did they?
You still have the spots of snake skin.
Okay, that was going to be my second question. I was presuming that they never went away.
They never went away, and okay. You still, and so, we do, so while we other people are looking, okay. Yes.
So if we do sort of a confab and start talking about bullet holes and...
Sorry, I got to do a little something-something here, Farkas.
Okay. Yep.
I'll do it later. It's fine. Keep going.
I'm just wondering if we can sort of roughly lock down a date of... Oh, yeah, I think you got that scar on your elbow, you know, when we were blank, and oh, that happened in Iceland. And like, can we sort of narrow in on when our bodies are, sort of, if that makes sense, as a, you know, she's still got snake skin, so it must be after this happened. And some of the bullet wounds scars are there, but others aren't.
Sure. So assuming you're all sort of participating in this catalog of injuries, what you realize is that any injury that you had that was prior to your first walking in Bolivia, you know, when you first arrived in Bolivia, seemed to not be there except for Julia's snake skin.
Oh. Interesting.
Bobby so, really squints his eyes at Julia about this.
You know what? What I would like now is for Julia and Jean to give me spot hidden rolls.
Spotting the hidden. That will be a normal success.
Okay.
With a few points of luck. There we go. Yep.
Gene?
And for me, it's going to be not a success.
Okay. So, Julia, when Farkas pulled himself out from the rubble, you were pretty sure that you saw, and Farkas, you can confirm that this is the case, mm-hmm. that in some of the places where there were abrasions, Farkas had the same skin condition you have.
Okay.
And you...
Out of the rubble of the destroyed warehouse, you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
As he was sort of pulling himself up, there were some places where you're like, huh. And Farkas, when you went home and showered, anywhere where you had sort of damage due to the blast, etc.,
mm-hmm.
there was... snake skin there.
As if it had sort of healed it already.
As if the snake skin, yes, had replaced your regular skin in those areas. And none of them are like on your face or anything.
Right.
They're all cover-upable, but you're pretty sure Julia may have seen them.
And do I still have, and I still have them?
You still have them.
Okay. I don't think I would hide that necessarily. I think that's a pretty exciting thing. I don't have any memories of having been bit by the snakes, but it perhaps something happened, perhaps in one of the temples.
But if you had those, pots of snake skin. After the warehouse was destroyed, and you still have them, then...
Yes.
Clearly, this isn't...
This is clearly whatever after is, that.
Yes, whatever has happened... Yeah, we're not Unless simply these... imagining things. We didn't simply wake up from a fever dream.
That would seem to clinch it.
Were you bitten by any of the mosquitoes, Farkas?
No.
Just wondering what could have caused your scales, or the snake skin.
No, I was not. I was quite lucky about that. But somehow the rest of the wounds, the rest of our bodies have gone back in time, but the snakeskin portions have not traveled in time.
Farkas, Francis, can you give me a medical roll?
Sure. That is an extreme success on a medical roll.
Excellent. You realize... and you can share this with them if not, that while the wounds that people suffered can be healed over time and, you know, skin can be grafted on, etc. If whoever could have the technology to repair all these wounds couldn't fix this, it means that Julia and Farkas's DNA itself has serpent elements to it right now.
Am I familiar with DNA in 1933?
Yeah, we're going to say you are because of your weird science.
Awesome. I am not going to say at the moment that I think they're partly snake people, because I honestly think that all hell might break loose and it's confusing enough, so I'll sit on that for the time being, if that's okay.
Well, and didn't we already sort of realize that, at least about Julia, that the snake skin grew back or something? I feel like we already had that thought that the snake skin meant we were snaky.
Right, right.
So there was some talk about that, but I don't know if anybody had reached the point of saying, oh no, wait, they're permanently snaky.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Well, I guess the interesting part of the thing that Francis is not revealing is that we could be in the relatively far future. I mean, far like 3 months or something.
Sure.
Well, certainly that makes more sense than time travel.
So yeah. Why are they claiming it's March? What's their game here?
Has it been a year?
Well, I suggest we get out of here.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Let's go for a nice casual stroll around the camp. Nothing to worry about. And see what we can see and make a plan after we know a bit more about how the ground lies.
Yeah. Certainly do that, but Francis, can you give me a sanity roll?
Yeah, that's completely reasonable, actually, given the
new revelation.
I do pass that. That's
fine then. You're so detached scientifically that you don't suffer any sanity loss. Like, they're snake people. Let's go take a walk around the garden.
It's not that presumably I don't think they're snake people. I think they have some distant relation to snake ancestry. If I thought they were snake people, I'd be trying to cut their heads off.
No good.
Yeah, I mean, definitely I think they're snake people, or do I think they're snakes?
They do not appear to be snake people per se, but there is some snaky element to them.
I have this image of Francis running around with a garden hoe after Farkas and Julia.
be fair, that could be anybody with Julia, so.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Are we able to gather our personal effects before we leave? Did they say those were nearby, or do they just say they have them and they're safe and don't you worry pretty little head about it?
Oh, are you going to stop a nurse and ask for them?
He did ask for them, I thought. Yeah.
Oh, I asked for them.
So he asked where they were. You want to collect them up?
If we're going to go walking around outside, I'd rather not, you know, have one of these kind of hospital gowns. Freedom in the background there. And
sure. Absolutely. Lead you to the storage room and opens it up, and there are boxes, and there's not your names on them, but you open them up and you can pretty much figure out who's whose fairly quickly.
Do they have
things here? Sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to ask if it seems like the sort of stuff we would have packed if we were going to go on a trip to deliver supplies to Congo, or are the things we were wearing and had in our pockets when we were breaking into the basement of a building?
They seem to be the stuff you had in your pockets when you're breaking into a building.
Perfect. Okay.
So then presumably Julia still has the snake detector in her purse.
Yes, sure.
Right. Okay. Well, that definitely has to clinch it, right? Because wasn't the snake detector, didn't Farkas invent and perfect the snake detector here in
the... Oh!
Did Wheels ever use that on Julia?
So Jim, excellent point. I'm going to retcon. You do not have the snake detector on you.
Oh, man.
I know.
Ah, I thought I found it. Okay. Darn. Well, yeah,
What about something like a receipt from the coffee shop where we had breakfast on our way into the lab that morning?
There are no materials on any of your person that would indicate a particular date.
Okay, and that is obvious that our stuff has been cleansed. Whether by a person or magically, whatever, but something. I mean, that seems like there should be.
I don't know how you prepared for your trip to the Belgian Congo. I don't know if you went for coffee before you got on that plane.
That was why I asked you the first question, is do we have things that we would be taking to the Congo, or do we have things that we would... I mean, we wouldn't dress the same for breaking into a basement as we would for going to the Congo, I wouldn't think.
I have no idea, but no, I take your point. Yes, you are not dressed as if you were going off to the Congo.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And we don't have our coffee receipt from that, from what we think of as the morning we went into the building.
Right.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. So they've been through our things, but they did a good job only taking the important things. Perhaps. I wonder.
But we do have weapons and things like that.
You have all of your weapons.
Ooh. Pocket
knife. That's a very unusual choice to leave us with our weapons. Either they don't believe we could pose a threat, which seems naive, or they think they've got overwhelming force if we do try anything, which is a bit more concerning.
Gene, do you still have those shock bullets?
Where's the value ticket? He does not.
He does not, okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not sure. Sean would have to tell me.
Yeah.
So they have removed some things. Some technology. Bizarre. So yeah, I think we're muttering to ourselves and wandering out the tent doors.
Yep. Okay. And we will close with that.
Cool.
The next session. Right. I am unavailable next week.
Me too, I'm afraid.
So you can all meet and decide your course of action, or take the week off, or play something else.
And then so that is the 25th. Okay.
And. Because we would have played, the next time we play, we will roll luck again.
Nice.
Okay,
so that'll be the 4th. What's this? Okay, that's good. Cool.
Awesome. Cool.
Thanks, everybody. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Fun.
Cheers. Later.
Max and Edwin, you're still on for...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to grab a drink. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
I'm going to use the restroom. I'll pop on in about 5.
Cool.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.